It's Seeds of Success Day on 96.1 MyFM, profiling farmers in our local agricultural sector. Today we're talking crop farming with Mandy McGregor of McGregor Orchards. First off, for people who may not know about McGregor Orchards, tell us a bit about how it came to be.
So it's my husband Cameron and I that own the orchard, and we bought this farm in 2014 and planted the trees in 2016. We both grew up with farming in our blood, I guess, and we did different jobs as we were young adults kind of thing. And Cameron always wanted to farm, and we liked the idea of having an apple orchard and wanted to be able to develop it into a pick-your-own orchard. 2015, our youngest was born, so we had three young children, and I was finding that my job was just taking a little bit too much of my time, and I wanted to be home more with the kids. And so the orchard was something that we could work at together and try and find a balance of family life and work life and all of those things that I feel like everyone is often striving to do.
I understand that growing apples in Canada can be kind of peculiar. What kind of apples does McGregor Orchards produce, and how do they stack up with all the challenges that come with a Canadian climate?
We have nine different varieties at the moment. We have two different types of Macintosh because Macintosh are kind of native to this area, of course, and grow quite well. We have to grow ones that are a little bit more cold hardy than some like in Southern Ontario and the Northern states. But we have two types of Macs. We have Empires and Hollow Reds. We have a couple of new early varieties, Z-Star and Ginger Gold, some Cortlands and Lobos. And then we have our Honeycrest, which are a very popular, very labor-intensive apple, but well worth the work that goes into them for the quality of product that it produces.
And how big would you say the operation is? Like, how many trees are you taking care of each year?
Our orchard is at about 3,000 trees at the moment, give or take.
Is that a consistent number each year, or is that something you look to grow?
We have a small apple orchard. We produce everything here at the orchard. We sell everything just from our orchard location. We don't want to get into wholesaling and bigger things like that. We're trying to keep it small and sustainable, if that makes sense.
No, I think it makes total sense. I have to imagine there's plenty of great benefits to keeping things local, like a low food map. But as I understand it, keeping things close to home gives customers a special experience when they actually drop by the orchard.
Yes. I mean, as you know, as we planted and things like that, we did have the vision of having a pick your own orchard, because when you get out there and are planting and harvesting, and it's really nice to see the fruits of your labor at the end of the season. And we wanted to find a way to share that with other people. And I think for us, it's very important to try and keep a simple way of life, that we're not making everything so big and shiny that we lose the focus of the beauty of nature and what it can provide, kind of thing, right? And so giving that experience to people to be able to come out and pick their own and just enjoy the property and the grounds, the simplicity of everything, was important to us.
Well, on that note, it is harvest season right now, but I imagine it must be a year-round effort to keep thousands of trees alive and producing fruit. Just how much work goes into keeping the orchard open?
So there's a lot of hard physical labor. You know, a lot of people see the trees and think, oh, what do you do for the rest of the year? And what we do is work in the orchard for the majority of it. So, you know, harvest time is a great time because it's when we get to share it with everybody. But then once we close the business here to the public, there's a lot of things that need to be done to the trees to protect them for the winter and just get everything, get the grounds in order and things like that. Like, usually most times we're out working the orchard till the end of December. January is a little bit more of a bookwork month, kind of planning for the upcoming season and things like that. And then by end of February, early March, we're back out again pruning for the upcoming season. And then it's just a constant, you're out there pruning the trees, scouting for disease, scouting for pests, and other things, and mowing the grass. And then we do a few other things around the farm as well. We have a small pumpkin patch. We grow some zinnia flowers and sunflowers. We raise pigs and sheep for the first time this year, actually. And we just kind of do a few other little things to just kind of add some variety to what we offer.
And with all that work in mind, is there something about McGregor Orchards and the way that you work that sets you apart from, say, another farm or another orchard in the area?
I think like every orchard or farm is great in its own way, and they all have unique things to offer. I think one of the things that we are trying to do here is we're sharing our property with our customers to offer them an experience to allow them to enjoy nature and what we do. We take a lot of pride in only selling things that we produce here. And we, again, just provide simple experiences for people. You know, they can come and pick apples. We have a little walking trail. They can pick flowers. We have a little picnic area that we have built now. And people just really come out and enjoy the simplicity of the farm, right? And that makes it easier for us to manage, in the sense of we don't have all kinds of activities and different things like that. But it gives them space to just enjoy it.
Well, all right. If you'll excuse the pun, the fruits of a year-long labor are being harvested right now along the Clifford Side Road at McGregor's Orchard. We've been speaking with their co-owner, Mandy McGregor. Thank you once again for taking time out of a busy schedule.
Thanks so much for reaching out to us.
And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success online at renfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.